Welcome back to another episode of Hunter Logan Unmiked. I'm Hunter Logan, of course. This is episode 3. And today, this one is about starting social media for HLE Radio. Something we didn't have. Now that we have a website, it was time for social media. A unique story about the way this happened. Of course, it's a God story. Now, me and the Boot are doing the morning show. Brian Carpenter is a listener from North Carolina. We don't know that yet, but Brian found us because he was off of work due to some kind of injury or something. Can't remember exactly what, but he found us searching for Christian country. He found us and he was listening and he enjoyed it. He liked the music and I guess he liked the lightheartedness of what we were doing. So he called the donut shop down here. Now, we had two at the time. We only have one now. And he asked them if they would deliver some donuts, and they said no. The first one he called, he said, no, we don't deliver. Well, he called the second donut shop, and it just so happened that one of the ladies that was working there went to the church I used to go to, and still went to the church that Boot still went to. And she said, yeah, I know those guys. I'll deliver it. She came, delivered the donuts, and we were like, oh, wow. And she said, this is from one of your listeners. And it had his name on the box, Brian Carpenter. And man, we were so excited because we're like, wow, somebody actually listening to us and sent us donuts? How cool is that? Well, it was about to get way cooler because what I didn't know and what Brian Carpenter didn't know was that God was getting ready to use both of us with HLE Radio. It was just cool to have the donuts, and it was real cool. And I think he did that a couple of more times. But through that, me and Brian started developing a friendship. We started talking on Facebook, on social media, on a personal page, on my personal page, his personal page. But the radio didn't have a Facebook page. And the lady he was married to at the time was a social media director for Hallmark. She did Facebook stuff like that for Hallmark, social media stuff. And he said, hey, man, I'm going to talk to my wife at the time. She's not his wife anymore. But he said, I'm going to talk to my wife and see if she'll help us out. I said, man, that would be awesome. Since, you know, she does that as her job anyway. So we went through all the set up a Facebook page for HLE Radio and got it all set up. And I guess she agreed to do it, but under duress. Because she never really did care for Brian to be doing HLE Radio. I'm just going to say that. And it doesn't matter. They're no longer together. And Brian ain't going to mind me saying that either. But Brian caught hell for about 4 years. I think that's about how long it was. I'll just say this, man. Brian caught hell for working with HLE Radio. Now, Brian volunteers. I mean, all our people that work with HLE Radio, they're all volunteers. They all volunteer. But, man, he caught hell. And to his credit, he never once stopped. But he went through it. He really went through it. It cost Brian Carpenter. I just want y'all to know this. Brian don't like his horn tooted, he's a behind the scenes guy. He really is. He doesn't like to be talked about a whole bunch. He's not about being out in the forefront. He leaves that to me. He does a lot of behind the scenes stuff. I actually get credit for a lot of the stuff that Brian Carpenter does. I just want y'all to know that. Brian Carpenter makes Hunter Logan look good in a lot of areas, especially in social media. He caught a lot of hell from her. A lot of hell from her. And he never once faltered. He continued to support HLE Radio. He continued to support me. And you'll find out how much so as we continue in this podcast. But it's just a testament to his character and his dedication and his loyalty and how God has used him mightily in this endeavor. And as we go through this second season, you will see how God has put people here for a time, for a season, and some for the duration. And so far, Brian has been here pretty much since the beginning, almost since the very beginning. But I just wanted to throw that in there so y'all know his dedication and what all he's contributed to HLE Radio and what he does day in and day out. Now, so we set up the page, the Facebook page, and I think it got set up in 2 months. One post was done by her, something like that. So there was no traction going on. There was nothing really happening with it. So it was like nothing was going on. So I asked Brian about it. I said, hey, man, I said, listen, if your wife doesn't have time, that's fine. It's not a big deal. And then he told me, he said, she told me, why don't I just do it since I know more about Christian country than she does. And I know the music and I have a love for it. I said, well, yeah, man, why not? He said, well, I don't know a lot about Facebook or stuff like that. He said, I don't know anything about it, but she said she would, you know, tell me what I needed to know, what little bit I needed to know. I said, well, cool, man. I said, if you're up for it and you want to do it, fantastic, dude, go after it. And he did. So he started taking care of the HLE Radio Facebook page and still does today. In fact, I can't even share. I'm the administrator. And he's the administrator, too. And I'm the one who initially set it up, right? And I can't even share stuff off of it. I have to copy and share. I can't even get to it for some reason. I don't even know what that's about. But anyway. So we're starting to build up Facebook, man. The traffic is starting to go through the roof. You hear me? We are having so much traffic through our Facebook page because HLE Radio is starting to grow now. People are starting to listen. People are starting to find us. The interaction of Facebook, social media, is really helping find HLE Radio because HLE Radio is an internet radio station and social media is the lifeline of HLE Radio. So it's just working hand in hand. And with somebody doing social media all the time now, it is rocking and rolling. It's really helping and it's really growing. Now, of course, Facebook, later on, this is years down the road, a few years down the road, this wasn't at this time, but I'll just let you know, a few years down the road, when Facebook went public and went traded publicly, they started squelching the traffic. So if you didn't pay, and it's still like this today, if you don't pay, you don't get the traffic. And with the new algorithm they got, if you don't interact with somebody every day, you don't see their post. So Facebook is all about if you pay or not. And we don't have the budget to pay for Facebook. That's why our Facebook is limited now. But thank goodness for Twitter so far, which brings me to the next part. So Facebook is humming along real good, right? We're humming along real good with Facebook. And of course, Twitter is starting to come on the scene and we don't know anything about that. We don't have a Twitter account. We don't have nothing like that. And we're talking about Twitter. And I said, Brian, you know about Twitter? He says, nope. I said, me either, man. I said, we should probably have a Twitter account, though. I said, we should probably be doing Twitter. He said, yeah. And that's about all was talked about. So the next thing I know, Brian downloads this book, Twitter for Dummies. Literally. It's what it was. He says, hey, man, we're going to start us a Twitter account. I'm like, okay. So he did. And we got in Twitter jail. Well, I don't know. Seemed like every week we were in Twitter jail. And when I say Twitter jail, I mean like we would get suspended. The account would be suspended. I'd have to sit down and write a letter why we did what we did. He'd get too aggressive by friending too many people. I don't know what it is, friending, whatever it is. Following, not friending, following. And it's all different things. And it was, I mean, it wasn't just once or twice. It was a lot over a period of months. I mean, we were always, in Twitter jail, always having to change the account passwords. We'd have to write to them to get the account unlocked. All this stuff, man, it's like, but it was a learning process. And it was cool. It was almost comical at the time. Keep in mind, Brian's doing all this on his own. No help. I mean, this is trial and error. He is learning as he goes. And then I get to thinking about it. That's how God has done this whole radio station. I have learned as I went. I never done internet radio before. I haven't. I didn't know the first thing about internet radio. When my wife called out, when God said, he showed me that my husband's going to have his own Christian country radio station. I didn't know it was going to be internet. Never heard of internet radio before that, much less Christian country. So we're pretty much writing the manual for this. For a lot of things with Christian country and internet radio the way it's done. I mean, one of the coolest things, we did it just the other day, and we even made it into a liner is when you ask Google, what's the best Christian country radio station? And she answers back, according to iHeartRadio, it's HLE Radio. That's Google, man. Can't make that up. Anyway, getting back. So now we got Facebook and Twitter going, right? Actively working Facebook and Twitter. It comes to a point to where, okay, we're not getting in Twitter jail as much. And all of a sudden, we got some cool names popping up on there, right? Like, hey man, Charlie Daniels is following us now. What? Yeah. T. Graham Brown is following us now. What? And that's going to be a story in a podcast episode all by itself. The T. Graham Brown story. Great story, man. So much so that, I mean, how cool is it that we meet T. Graham Brown in person because of Twitter. And he takes me and Brian both backstage for an opera performance. We get to go backstage with T. as his guest for an opera performance. And T comes down here and hosts the morning show at HLE Radio here in Jennings, Louisiana, sitting right across from me. All of that because of Twitter. I mean, that's going to be a whole episode in itself. That's going to be cool. Saying, man, God has done some great things. I go back to when we got to that church where my pastor said, little is much when God is in it. And as a cornerstone building block, for HLE Radio. Always has been. Always will be. Little is much when God is in it. Man. So now, we're rocking and rolling with Twitter. We're just about to topple 49,000 followers. And that's awesome. 49,000 followers. Of course, this is 2013 when we started with zero. We started with zero in 2013. 2013 Twitter followers, zero. And now we're getting ready to go over 49,000. And that is just hard work. That's not buying any Twitter followers. That's not paying for shortcuts. That's just every day reaching out. Being who you are, doing it the hard way, the right way. It's just hard work. And that's the dedication, Brian Carpenter. And God sent that man to HLE Radio to help further this ministry. Although he doesn't like being called the social media director, that's actually what he is for us. He's got a new title now. I think it's Artist Relations or something like that. He came up with that. So whatever he wants to be called, it's good with me. It's all good with me. Whatever he wants to be called, I have no problem with it. But I'm telling you, man, God has done some really cool stuff here at HLE. And he's going to continue to do so. And I'm just excited. I'm thinking we might be able to keep these podcasts on everywhere else. Still looking for a sponsor, but we'll see. Thank you for joining us today. I hope you're enjoying these. Listen, if you got any questions or comments, contact me directly, hunter@hleradio.com. I'd love to hear from you. Comments, questions, whatever. We're going to roll through these. I'm going to try to get through all of this up to this point now because there's a lot going on and I want to catch up to now. I want to get up to where we're at now. to where I can start doing a bi-weekly or monthly recap of everything that's going on here at HLE Radio, because there's so much. So I want to hurry up and catch up and get to this point. I almost wanted to do this one today and just skip it and just do what happened this week and then go back to the history and go back, but I don't think it'd be cool to keep switching back and forth, so I don't know. We'll see. Remember, July 30th, 31st, August 1st, August 2nd, Christian Country Fest 2020. You're all invited. We got some special room rates at the Hampton Inn here in Jennings, 824-2699-337 area code. You can go to hleradio.com and check out the schedule. It's on that page right there. Just click on Christian Country Fest 2020. You'll see the schedule of it. Hey, till we see each other again on the radio next time, God bless you.